Hello and welcome to Matrix Live. This week I'm with Kim the Spitzefischer, and I probably mispronounced it, and I'm with Milton. Both of them are coming from Nordic and they are going to talk about Neoboard. They had a talk at the Matrix conference. We're going to talk about that a bit later, where you can find all the technical details, but we will see what they have for us this week. So Milton, Kim, welcome to Matrix Live. Can you tell us a bit more about what Neoboard is for people who are not familiar with the project?
Yeah, I'm going to take that one. Thanks for the introduction. I hope it's clear which hat I'm wearing today. Neoboard is Nordic's flagship product at the moment, and it's a Matrix client. What would you have expected? But it's not just any Matrix client. We have seen a lot of chat matrix clients in the past, and the new ones are appearing all the time. But this one, maybe the name hints at it already, it's a whiteboard. So it is a non-chat matrix client that can act as a real-time whiteboard for collaborative content creation, for drawing together, for mind mapping, and so on. So it can really be a sovereign alternative based on Matrix for any usual whiteboarding application you might know and use in your day-to-day already.
Right. Yeah. All right, so we will see later how this is related to Matrix, because you said it was a Matrix client. So before that, can we see how it looks like?
Sure, I would go over a few demos. So I'm going to share my screen. Let's see if this works. All right. So, yeah. All right, so as a Matrix client, the first thing you see when you start using it is a list of whiteboards you have created or joined. So as we will see later, a bit more technically, there are some Matrix concepts behind this. So this is a list of rooms that I've joined, and the rooms here map to a whiteboard. And one of the most useful scenarios that I've been using whiteboard in the at least the last year is for presentations. So like the one which we have been doing at Matrix Conference and the Community Summit. So I have a couple of examples here. So this is a couple of slides from Kim, which presented these at FOSS Asia earlier this year. As you can see, you have the typical drawing and text and content editing tools in Neoboard, and I can just mess up Kim's slides. I also have the presentation from this year's Matrix conference, where I talked about how we implemented Matrix RTC in Neoboard, and essentially, this is a very good and most useful use case for me on my day-to-day. So, but this is also, and also one of the good things, the feedback that we've been getting is that it's when we demo the product, when you do the actual talks, that we're using our product to do the talk. So that's always a positive aspect that people enjoy. And now I can also demo the collaborative part. So Kim, I'm not sure if Thib you will also join, but we can collaborate on this quick template we have here. So this is a typical agile meeting scenario where you can just bring your content in. So this is Let's Build Our Dream Island, where you can upload some content here. I see
my dream island has robots.
Well, I could not have a dream island without some Matrix in it, so that's...
Ooh, copy and paste. Cool.
Yes. And also, if you can bring some pets, if they're allowed. Just any other typical content type that you can imagine. So yeah, you can see that I'm collaborating here with both of you. And this is very useful in video conference, agile meeting scenarios when people can collaborate. And we do have a bunch of templates. So if you go to the Neoboard templates repository on Nordic GitHub, you will have a few of these agile templates specifically for, once again, agile meetings. So we have your retro or agile starter pack with your typical Kanban board, mind maps, stickies, so you can start being productive quickly. Also, more specifically for retros, with your, yeah, you've probably seen this if you work in a remote company. So yeah, that's a quick demo of what can be done with Neoboard standalone.
It's very, very cool. It reminds me very much of what you can do with Figma. When you are not designing pretty things, but trying to work on mind maps and trying to basically get ideas forward, it's very nice to have a whiteboard like that. I'm very impressed by how smooth it is. I can think of other open source projects that have tried to do whiteboarding and that sort of thing, and everything feels clunky or slow and that sort of thing. Here, everything is very, very smooth. So very cool.
Thanks.
And you told me it was using Matrix. What we are looking at right now is actually a list of rooms, all those dashboards.
Yes, correctly. So we take here a lot of Matrix concepts and abstract them away for the end user. So we take the room as a storage container for a board, although our data structures allow you to have more than one whiteboard in one room. For this current iteration, we're sticking to one whiteboard per room. So you can leverage the permissions there with the power levels. And we specifically use some custom state events and custom timeline events to use the room as a storage container for persistent data. So all of the content that you have in a board is periodically snapshotted and saved in the room timeline with a reference to the state events, so that you can, and someone joining the room later can have this relationship to the parent board. And it's using a CRDT-based data model. So we can reconciliate all of the changes coming in from the different users in the participating in the session. And this is for the persistent part of the data. For non-persistent data, we inform more the real-time exchange of data, like the cursors moving that we were seeing a bit ago. And the actual CRDT deltas that are more atomic, the atomic changes, those get distributed using WebRTC. We started with an initial implementation using peer-to-peer WebRTC, but due to the scaling constraints and that approach, we eventually moved to Matrix RTC and a live Git backend for transport. And you can actually go into the details of that in the talk I gave at the Matrix conference this year, if you're interested in the gory details.
Because we do have the recordings available at 2025.matrix.org/watch. You will be redirected to the YouTube channel or to the Chaos Computer Congress, where you have all the videos, and you can find the video about Neoboard because you had a talk at the conference. Sorry for the plug. Go ahead.
And yeah, I think the only technical interesting point that I might be missing is that we also implemented next-gen authentication. So we're using MAS to log you in and set up your session in the board. And I think I covered the most relevant points there.
So you mentioned it was a standalone app. Is it available as a widget as well?
Right. So we support, this project started as a widget a couple of years ago, and we already did also a couple of presentations on the widget in FrostCon 2023, I think. And the widget is still here, so you're still looking at the widget. We're still seeing the widget here, but our Matrix client does re-implement the widget API. So it's hosting the widget the same way as Element Web would host a widget. So that's how it's implemented right now.
Awesome. Thank you. So if I'm interested in the in Neobold, how can I get one? Is it free? Is it open source?
Indeed, that's the big news for today. We have just open sourced NeoBot standalone. So the NeoBot widget we've been mentioning has been out there for some years now. And as of this week, you can also find the NeoBot standalone online. It's on GitHub under AGPL. I think we can just put the link for that in the description for people to find. And yeah, we would be very happy for you to try it out and share any feedback you have about it. Of course, you can try to self-host it. There's Helm charts included in the repository. And also, what's very cool for us is to be a part of the OpenDesk, which is an open source office suite. And the NeoBot is going to be a part of that office suite to fulfill this, to fill the gap for an online collaborative whiteboard.
Okay, very cool. One of the things that tickled me when trying the NeoBold app was that I tried to select two things, and I saw I could select them, but I couldn't find in the UI if I could, just align them so they're very pixel perfect aligned. Do you have features you want to work on in the roadmap?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do have a grid mode. You can toggle on or off, so you have that alignment experience a bit more fine-grained. But yeah, we are currently working in wrapping up the development of this new Infinite Canvas mode. So previously we were on a slide-based user interface and a limited size in each page of that board. Now we have this Infinite Canvas when you can expand and put your content with less restrictions, and then this frames which re replaces the slides. So we're tidying that up and getting that ready for a first release of the board standalone with that feature implemented. Other features that we've getting some feedback on, like timers, countdown timers, too, so you can track time on some specific session activity. Voting for shapes, items, your typical sticky voting for some topic to discuss or to implement. Improving the existing drawing tools, shape libraries, so you can have UML networking shapes to draw your diagrams there, and also very important, which is better support for touch and mobile devices, which is also a bit lacking now, but that's high on our roadmap. And also, yeah, as Kim mentioned, we are integrating NeoBoard into OpenDesk, so there's some work there as well to customize some aspects of the application specifically to that deployment and integrate it there. A bit more. And yeah, that's in the immediate roadmap for us.
Quite a few things you want to do in the short run or the medium run, because you have quite a few things. You said it was open source, and open source is all about collaboration. How can I collaborate with you if I cannot reach out to you? What is the best way to reach out to you?
Of course, on Matrix. So yeah, as I already mentioned, we definitely are looking for your feedback and want to hear also what features would be most useful in your experience. Even though we are trying it on a regular basis and dogfooding it ourselves, feedback is always welcome. And we have a public Matrix room as Nordic for you to join and discuss the NeoBot or any other of our projects. It's at hash Nordic on nordic.io. But we can surely also put this in the description somewhere, so it's easier to find here. Don't have to type what I'm saying. Of course, the repository itself is on GitHub, and you may open an issue or even a PR on the public repos at any time. And there's usually we are also attending all kinds of Matrix events, like the conference already mentioned gave Milton and Robert, another colleague of ours, gave some talks there. So yeah, always open for you to reach out to us. We want to hear from you.
Any chance we could see you at FOSDEM next year?
Let's say it's highly likely.
Right, so I'm going to use that as a bridge to say that the Matrix Conference, the Matrix Foundation is going to be at FOSDEM next year. We hope to have a stand. It's not announced yet, but we have applied and we are crossing fingers. And there's going to be a dev room that is not going to be a Matrix dev room. It's a decentralized communications dev room. So the friends at XMPP, ActivityPub, AT Proto, anything you can use to basically build decentralized communication, you are very welcome to apply and send proposals to the dev room. We want to hear from you. Anything else we forgot to talk about, or did we say it all? Nothing once, nothing twice.
There was a good overview. For anything else, find our talks from the Matrix Conference or last year's Matrix Conference, etc. And see you in chat.
Excellent. All right. Thank you very much. And see you next week, Matrix Live.
Thank you. Bye-bye.